Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Man Panel fans of all ages, welcome to the Man Panel! All right, this is the most talked about relationship advice segment on the planet. Tucker will be here momentarily, and we'll have the entire Man Panel as well as a special guest today. Captain Brian from Off the Hook is in with us this morning. Every once in a while, he jumps us, and we'll be on his captain's log at the same time we're doing the Man Panel. All right, with that being said, you can get your questions in a couple of different ways. Now, the most commonly used way is via the Absolute Law text line at 239-765-1039. You can call in. It's always open. We always have one phone line open during the Man Panel, 239-765-1039, or inboxes on any of the social media platforms, or email big at b1039.com. Now I've got my first email to start the segment with while we wait on your text messages and phone calls, because I got this a couple of days ago. Go ahead, Matt.
Dear Man Panel, I am a graphic designer who has been out of work for 2 months after my last company went out of business. The couple of weeks I have been interviewing with a couple of companies that I liked and thought liked me back. There had been two interviews with both of them going over 2 hours. The second interview was even at a casual coffee shop. This was different from my last job, where they pretty much just hired me after looking at my portfolio. So, when I went in for my third interview, the woman who had interviewed me each time told me that she didn't think I went in, told me that she didn't think I was the right person for the position. She then told me, "But I think you could be the right person for me." I was so caught off guard that I had no words and just sat there silently. She continued on and said that she was sure that this wasn't what I was expecting to hear, but that she shouldn't have, but that she felt that she had to say it. She then slid a piece of paper across the desk with her number on it and told me to text her if I ever wanted to hang out. I took the paper and walked out without saying a word. This happened on Thursday, and I was still trying to process what had happened when I got a text on my phone saying, "Going to the beach, wanna meet up?" I text back asking who it was, and she said Gabriella from, and then put the company and I that I just interviewed with. Gabriella is the person who interviewed me, and obviously she had taken my number off of my resume to text me. Now, despite being about 10 years older than me, Gabriella is pretty hot, and part of me is flattered, but a part of me still thinks that I should be really pissed about this. How out of line is this, and how should I proceed? Sorry, it's like in 10-point font over here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's all right. How should she, I don't know, is this a guy?
That's what it sounds like.
All right, let's go. How should he proceed?
Well, I mean, here, there's no sexual harassment because you're not working for her, and she's not your boss at all. So here, I would be complimented, and I would proceed with, if she's hot and you're saying she's hot, I would go ahead and close the deal. I mean, what's I don't see his issue here. He didn't get the job, but he got that girl, and he can go for the next job. I mean, I don't see here. So, I mean, it's not that for a guy, it's not a big issue.
Hmm. What do you think, Mad Mel?
Man, there's a couple different ways to look at this. I mean, if he was really wanting to get paid, I believe he would have a lawsuit now because she took information off of something that was an application to text him. I'd ask the lawyer on this one.
Captain Brian wants to know, because he's got an interview later on, so he wants to know the lawyer. Is that true? Is that true, Judge Justice? Is it a law been broken here?
No.
No?
No. It's poor form, and it's poor
business ethic.
Yeah, yeah. And she should get fired for it from her employer because it's inappropriate, but it's not actually illegal.
Wow.
Then go for it. It's a win-win at the end.
But I'm a little worried about this.
All right.
You know, we got a predator in the workplace here, guys. You're missing that. Okay, no mishap here, no lawsuit here because the guy didn't get hired. What if he got hired? I mean, you got a predator in a leadership position, in a management position. Right. That person shouldn't be there.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, should he sue this company and this lady? No. But should he maybe make a call and let somebody know? Yeah, because what if she's doing that to other people too?
What do you think, Captain Brian? Jump in.
Well, I was going to say, is she hot? But then he answered the question, yes. I'm actually not a fan. I would never.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good answer when you own a business. Yeah, that's great. Especially when ever nobody works for you again.
This thing, that's. I feel like maybe the third interview, they were interviewing other people, and they probably already pulled the trigger on someone else. And then the lady was like, "All right, let me see what I can do on this move." But that's for me taboo.
Yeah, someone's saying ethically it's not right to take the number from his resume.
Tucker responded with, he's not quite here yet, but he's responded with, she was on a date, not an interview. This is what I want to say. You want the job? Go out on the date. Serve it up. When it's all done, be like, don't you wish you'd have hired me? And then just walk away. Just walk away. Very cocky-like. Just casually walk away. You'll be fine. I promise. B1039, hello. Oh, lost that one. All right, 239-765-1039 is the phone number. If you've got a question here for the man panel, we'll take it. I got to make sure if I'm am I supposed to be running the break right now? Am I late to break? I think I may be late to break. Hold on, let me check. I want to make sure. Yeah, I'm late, so we got to run the break. We're running the break. More of the man panel coming up right after this. Hold on. Got carried away. Babs got carried away.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. Right now, we do have an accident on Chamberlain and Daniels. We have another one on McGregor Boulevard and Summerlin Road. This traffic report has been brought to you by B1039.com, where you can get Big Mama's half-off hookup. I am Babs, and this is B1039.
We'll be right back with more on the Captain's Log. Stand by.
B1039. 103.9. The best
part of waking up. Big Mama and the Wild Bunch.
All right, we're back now with the man panel. If you've got questions, we've got answers. 239-765-1039. This is the most talked about relationship advice segment on the planet. I got a text message coming in on the Absolute Law text line. Babs, go right ahead.
Good morning. So long story short, me and my son's father have been going through a lot in the last 5 years. I'm currently with someone else right now. I have my own house, all my stuff together, have a good job, and my son's father has been seeing that I've been happy lately. Well, that has pushed him to stalk me. He's been coming to my work, calling me off of different phone numbers, messaging me off of different social medias, so I ended up changing my number. And he's been coming to my job the last 3 days, leaving money in my car and bringing me food and leaving love notes. What should I do? And he's not calling me to contact me to spend time with his son. He's just contacting me to try to aggravate me to get back with him.
Text check time! Text check time! Whoop! Whoop! Tax return time! Tax return time! Whoop! Whoop! All right. I mean, I'm sorry. I was just setting the tax return alarm off because someone should know that. That's what's going on here. But I might be wrong. Go ahead. What do you think there? Go ahead, Captain.
I think, first of all, we need more action in these questions. These
They leave in a big chunk stuff out of these.
But,
yeah.
But so, in other words, she's getting hit up by this dude?
Yeah, her baby's father, like, she's in a whole new relationship and happy, and she said that since he's been seeing that, he's been stalking her.
Oh, well, yeah. She's got to get rid of that. That can't happen. And how's he getting in her car with checks? That's not right. What's he putting money?
He's leaving money. Shut up and let him keep leaving the money. What are you arguing about?
Man, what do you think?
She is living her best life without him. The grass wasn't greener for him, so now he's really missing her because she's living her best life. And now he wants back. Girl, you need to stop him from stalking you and keep living your best life without him.
He got the tax return, so he's not waiting for me to give him any money. Girl, are you stupid?
And why aren't you locking your car door? Or does he have a key?
He probably has a key.
He got the key. And what he's trying to do right now is show her, we can have this thing all over again. Come back to me when you get your check, and we can be happy.
This dude's a scam artist, man. There's nobody that, what do you think? Go ahead, Judge.
This guy's dangerous, and you need to get a restraining order from him because he's manipulative, he's probably narcissistic, and likely sociopathic. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mike is really the lawyer today, right?
Yeah, right?
With all his questions.
He put his tie
answers.
On today.
Yeah.
He put his tie on today. The male chauvinist guy is gone. He knows the judge is listening this morning before court, so he's keeping it real official so that she doesn't judge him prior to court today. All right?
I won't say the judge's name on the air, but she is hot.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
There we go. Winning the case today. We're winning today. We're going to win today.
She says, LOL, my doors don't lock.
Damn.
Take that check and get a new car.
Okay. Well, let me put it to you this way.
In my neighborhood.
You would be the first person ever that someone goes in and leaves money in a car
right, with
the doors unlocked. All right? So just keep taking the money like you don't know how it got there. Like, oh, look, more money. I don't know how this guy here. You should Facebook it. Like, look, fairy money left me money again. I love whoever this is. Thank you.
I got a magic car, man.
Yeah. And then leave my address on your window. If he want to leave some money on my door, it'd be cool, too. I'd be all right with it.
Use the money to get new locks. Hello.
Use the money to get a restraining order.
Look at Captain Brian bringing the logic. He was like, why don't you use that money and get some new locks on your doors? You know what I'm saying? call my boy over at Surpass Window Repair. He'll take care of you. What do you got, Babs? You got more text message?
So she's asking, like, what should she do?
Stop talking to the dude. Get a restraining order against him. Tell him to.
239 ass Mike?
Because she's saying.
I'm serious. This is going to escalate.
Because
I'm
he's not trying to see the kid.
That's right. This is going to escalate. I'm telling you, he's not balanced, and I see this all the time. When he's putting that much effort into tracking you, he's obsessed, and this is going to escalate. This is not going to turn out well for you.
Right.
All right. This is called To Lie or Not to Lie, gentlemen. We are going to go through this. Here we go. And ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
Okay. I'm getting old. I need glasses, Biggs.
Here you go, Ben. Here you go, Ben. By the way, that's not 10-point fault, but you want to use mine?
Okay, okay. Okay. Go ahead. What is this? 12.5?
Babs, this is the same thing. This is the same thing that's been printed on for 10 years, you old hag.
I know. Today I'm like, right. I can't see. All right.
They say when you hit 30, your eyes start to go.
Yeah.
I'm not turning 30 this
yes,
year.
Yes, you are, you shut old
up.
Hag.
Shut up, you old fogies.
Yeah.
All right. I got a couple more years.
I got to go work.
How old do I look? 25.
You look 30.
Hey, 21.
21.
Until you ask for the readers.
Okay. Hey, man. No, the readers, these are too strong, Biggs. You're blind. All right. Dear Man Panel, I know you anonymously.
You are. Whoa, who are you?
Hey, Dear Man Panel, I know you anonymously ask people for their opinions about things, and I was hoping you could do that for me. I'm just starting to date a new guy who seems to be obsessed with the size of his nose. He is constantly joking about it, which makes me think it's his insecurity. The other day, he actually asked me if I thought he should get a nose job and asked me to be honest. I said whatever makes him happy is what he should do. Which I guess was a little lie, because while I want to pursue things either way, now that he's brought it up, I secretly do wish he'd get a nose job. I feel guilty for feeling that way, and I don't know what to say if he keeps bringing it up. Would you be honest, or would you continue with a little white lie? Thanks.
To lie or not to lie, that is the question here on this portion of the Man Panel.
This is so simple. You're right. It is his insecurity, obviously, and it's something he's lived with for a long time that makes him uncomfortable. You don't have to tell him you want him to go get a nose job. You just tell him, I want you to be happy, and this is obviously something you've struggled with. I want you to be happy. This is all about you, and get him in there and get it done.
Doc, I see Doc wants to go ahead. Kat, what do you think?
Just subtle hints. Yeah, get the nose. The nose knows. Get it fixed. That's all. I'm cool
that's
with that.
Subtle.
Yeah.
That's
when he's got to blow his nose. When he's got to blow his nose, hand him a beach towel. That'll give him a signal.
I like the judge's approach. I mean, I would make him come. It has to come from him. So it make him confident that, you know, that if that's what make you happy, do it. Give him the confidence that, you know what, you should. And nobody should get breast augmentation or nose job or any augmentation of any part of the body unless it's for yourself. You should always do the things for yourself, not for somebody else.
And big noses on guys are kind of sexy, if you know what I mean. Oh, y'all don't know what
she's
I mean.
She's trying to say that there is a correlation with something else.
You're really funny looking. That's all right, because I get things cooking.
Needs a lot more tissue. Well,
I
you know
guess.
What they say about guys with big feet?
That ain't accurate.
They need big shoes. Come on, Babs.
239-765-10. What's up, Mad Bell?
I mean, this is like saying, does my ass look fat in these jeans? You never answer something like that, but he's obviously has an insecurity about it, so you should say, listen, if this is something that really bothers you, maybe we should go get it looked at. But never, never admit to it.
As the guy or the girl?
Never say, yeah, you got a big old honker, you know, let me kiss it all over, or grab a beach towel.
Or go but to the doctor say, and get it fixed.
Yeah, be careful. If he ever becomes a cokehead, you'll have a problem. I mean, with a nose that big. Jesus. I'm just saying.
But she says it's kind of like the jeans. No, okay? It has nothing to do with the jeans. It's your fat ass that makes you look fat. This guy can't help it. It's his nose.
He's
it's your family jeans.
He left for a minute. Judge left for a minute, but he came back like that.
Yes. Strong. Yes. Strong.
Came back strong. He's like, what did you mean the male chauvinist has left?
You're the doorbell for laughing. I feel bad for laughing at that sexist comment.
but it's true. And then you guys want us to lie to you about how good your ass looks, but if we lie to you about something else, oh, we're in trouble.
I just say lie about everything. I mean, I'm just saying, all right? B1039, hello, you're on the air. What's your question for the Man Panel, Lisa?
Hey, Wanda.
All right. 239-765-1039. We've got text messages coming in. And I think I got a text message right here. Babs, scroll down a little bit. You'll see it right there.
All right. Here we go. I listen to the Man Panel all the time, and I think it's awesome. I need some advice. I'm getting married this fall. My fiance has lived here her entire life, and we recently moved away. So my fiance guilt trips me into practically everything, and I cave. Because, of course, I feel bad about moving her away from her family and all that she's ever known. But my issue here is that she wants to have someone in the wedding party that I can't stand. In fact, I fired the woman in question. I never thought she was any good at her job, and I had to let her go. But we all worked together, and my fiancé became very close with her. But now, my fiancé wants her in our wedding. Do I say to my fiancé, I mean, I'm sorry, what do I... What do I get a say in the wedding? My fiance knows that I fired her and wants her in the wedding anyway. I hate the idea of this. Do I get a say? And if I do, is there anything that I can do or say? Or what should I say?
First of all, welcome to being... If you're thinking about being married, you have no say about anything. So, I mean, it's over, right? Right, that's right. I mean, those of us married, those of us that are divorced here, we know exactly. We have no say about anything. Not the wedding, not who is coming, not anything. If you think you have say, you don't.
Not whether or not you can keep your dog.
Here we go. Right back to the dog story. What?
I'll tell him what I think. I think you're marrying the wrong woman. I mean, seriously?
Oh, yes, you're back.
You put her. She's put you right in the crosshairs. You said she knows that you fired that woman. Now she wants to invite that woman to participate, not just show up as a spectator, but to participate in the most beautiful day of your life. You're marrying the wrong woman. Kick her to the curb.
Wow. What do you think, Mad Mel?
I think that you do need to definitely say how you feel. Don't hide it. You're going to have a say. First of all, you're going to have to look at these photos for the rest of your life, hopefully. Oh. And how much is a seating at a wedding anymore? It's like $200 for a good dinner. You've got to say something. And this is putting you in an awkward situation on a day you should be enjoying.
On a side note, on Mad Mel's note, if she does make it to the wedding, put her on the end so you can crop her out of the photo. All right, go ahead.
Yes, right. I agree with Mad Mel. This is your wedding that you're going to be at. You don't want to see people at your wedding that you don't like or don't want to be around. You want to be around people that you're happy for and happy with.
Yeah.
Why am I going to put somebody there that I fired that there might be some resentment? Yeah. That makes no sense.
All right, it doesn't. What do you think, Kevin?
I've fired hundreds of people that I'm still friendly with. Maybe they got fired because they just couldn't make it to work on time.
He didn't say 200. A few. He said hundreds, all right? Hundreds. I fired hundreds of people that I'm still friends with.
Of course, it's been a long time. But fired. I think that, you know.
You're fired.
Depends on, first of all, totally depends on why they got fired.
Right.
Did they just get fired because they showed up to work an hour late for 100 straight days and you finally got fed up with it, but you like that person? Or is that person steal or whatever? Because there's a million reasons to get fired, and they don't all equal to the same.
I'm going to make my wife so proud right now before I run a break, guys. I'm going to answer this question and make my wife very proud. This is what the truth of the matter is. Let me be Mr. Honesty. The truth! It ain't your wedding, dude. Shut up. It's hers. It doesn't matter who comes. It's not up to you what's served at the wedding, what colors the weddings are, what you're wearing at the wedding, what she's wearing at the wedding, who's coming to the wedding. It's not up to you who the DJ is. It's not up to you where the wedding is. It's not up to you where the honeymoon is. Nothing is up to you, not even your groomsmen. Because if she doesn't like your groomsmen, he's not in the wedding. But don't you say a word about her, because that'll just start your wedding off on the wrong foot. You better just bite the bullet it on this one and just take it to the grave, dog, because it ain't your wedding. It's hers.
And you're right, and that's why he's marrying the wrong woman, because she doesn't give a rodent's posterior about him.
Otherwise,
she wouldn't put him in that situation.
But that's her wedding. It's always the woman's wedding. You let her do what she wants. You don't say a damn
word
about it.
What bothers me that they are not married yet and that she's doing it. It's now it's foreplay time and she's already going crazy. What's going to happen in the future? She's going to be completely crazy. I agree with the judge. I mean, this is not the right lady. At least, she had to play along here.
239-765-1039. I'm going to take Oliver right after traffic. So, Oliver, stand by. You'll be the first call coming up right after the break. So, stand by.
Dependable, up to date, and in your face. It's the Traffic Tracker.
Getting married just sounds so horrible.
After the man panel, of course.
Good morning, Southwest Florida.
If you're thinking about getting married, don't listen to this half hour. No, I'm just kidding.
Right now, the roads are looking good. Traffic report brought to you by B1039.com, where you can get Big Mama's half hour.
The judge doesn't make you want to get married?
No.
Well, I mean, he's right on it.
I am Babs, and this is B1039.
Never miss Big Mama and the Wild Bunch. Download the new B1039 app and take it wherever you go.
More man panel coming up next. Hold on. All right, 22 minutes until 9 o'clock. We're back now with the man panel. If you've got questions, we've got answers. We're going to start right away with Oliver. Oliver, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question for the man panel?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. What's your question?
Okay, my question is, it's for the doctor. I want to know, what are the symptoms of HIV?
What are the symptoms of HIV?
Yes.
All right, doc. Question. That'd be your question, obviously.
Sure. So at the beginning, when somebody contracted, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So right. At the beginning, when somebody contracts HIV, you don't have any symptoms. I mean, you may, a couple of weeks later, have some flu-like symptoms that will go away. And then, you know, it could be a year or two or three before you develop any symptoms. It depends on your, immune system. But most people at the beginning don't have any symptoms. That's why that's why getting regular checkup. That's why whenever you have you're thinking that you may have you slept with somebody that is HIV positive, or you had unprotected intercourse, go to the doctor, get an HIV test. It comes back 24 hours later. It's quite reliable. Unlike a lot of other tests we do, HIV testing is 99.999% reliable. So I would check it out. But at the beginning, you don't have any sign or symptoms.
All right.
Okay. All right. My last question for you, right? Let's say you develop HIV in your system. Would it be something that can occur that or not?
I'm not sure I follow the question.
What's the question again?
Okay. Let's say 2 years or a year later, you find out that you have developed HIV in your system, right?
Yes.
Would there be something that can cure that or not?
Is there a cure, he's asking.
Is there a cure? So, unfortunately, currently there is no cure for HIV. We have a cocktail of medication that will help you out. As a matter of fact, recently, in the last week, there were a lady or a guy, I can't remember if it was a male or female, that got, completely cured from the HIV, but that's extremely rare. So, but overall, people live, unlike, 20 years ago, the people used to die from HIV, people now live with HIV. So HIV is a chronic
What's
disease.
What's that drug?
Like, we have multiple medications. So it's a cocktail of medication. It depends on how things are. But you can live with HIV. And HIV, it's not what it used to be 25 years ago that people...
All right.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right. You can also get testing at the Island Coast AIDS Network or the McGregor Clinic.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Oliver. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. 239-765-1039. Text or call on the Absolute Law text line. Babs, what do you got?
Dear man panel, my new husband and I got married before Christmas when both of our families were in town. He worked a double the other day, so I surprised him with dinner, followed by candles and wine in the bedroom. He rejected my advances because I was wearing lingerie from my previous marriage. He said he felt weird being with me, knowing that I had worn Vicky's Secrets with my first husband. My husband then asked me to toss all of my lingerie out, bras and panties, and buy new ones. I don't have the money for it, and I think that this is an unreasonable request. Now things are frosty between us. Is he making a big deal out of nothing, or is he right?
Mad Mel?
Well, let's see. Let's throw away your tatas and your lady parts, too, because he touched them first, too. I mean, this is a little controlling, and, this is my property. I mean, it's a bra. It doesn't matter who she wore it near. God only knows how many people. It doesn't matter. He touched her lady parts, too. She's not going to get rid of those.
What do you think, Captain?
Touchy subject. Mel came at it at a different angle, but what if it's a specific outfit that was purchased by the previous gentleman? I don't think that
if
that's...
If he bought it, it's got to go.
It's got to go. Like that's
so
not,
you're saying if you bought it, he's got
to
go.
Yeah, if you just have it and you happen to put it on. But if it's a specific outfit, that maybe it needs to be changed. Just
did,
bra
did we hit close to home on
bra,
something here?
No, not at all. Second, but bra and panties is fine.
Yeah. Girl, shut up. Take all your free
that.
Bras and panties.
You got to wear that.
You guys are married. His money's your money. Your money's his money. He told you to throw it all away and go get brand new. If I told my wife to throw it all away and go get brand new, she'd already be out the house right now.
The married guy, chomping at the bit. Let him in.
Go ahead, married guy.
The only way you know if he bought it is if she tells you.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know if she bought what. But if she told him, my previous boyfriend bought me this. Yeah, you're going to have to get rid of that. Actually, no, you're not going to get rid of it. I'm going to sit there with a pair of scissors. I'm going to cut it up myself.
Right.
I'm going to cut it up myself right in front of you.
Wow.
Okay, it's over. We're going to cut this up. This is it's done. But if she don't tell him and he never knew.
You're making me nervous with the scissors,
yeah,
dog.
No, I'm cutting up. Let a match burn it up. It doesn't matter. But she must have told him, so now he feels some kind of way about it. Mm-hmm. And that's the only problem right here. She told him what it was.
What do you think about this, Doc? Go ahead. Jump in on this.
I do agree. I agree with Mike Tucker that if she told him it has to go, there's no question about it. But if she didn't and he is controlling, as Mad Mel says, this is a bad sign. Because, you know, if it's starting with that, what's going to be next? I mean, he's going to drive you crazy. So if you told him that your ex gave it to you, different story. But if you didn't tell him and he's still doing that, that's wrong.
And you know what? I can't stand a broke controlling man. Because how you going to be controlling and broke? Why wouldn't you tell her to get rid of it and I'll go buy you all new underwear from Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
How you walk around every day then?
I'm not broke.
Yeah.
Wikipedia says I'm part of the middle class.
Now, let's. I disagree with all of you. All right, let's just get jiggy. What is the purpose of that lingerie? It really is doing its job when it's crumpled on the floor next to the bed.
Right.
Okay. If she's still wearing it, that it ain't doing its job. What do you care who bought her? Who bought it for her? You're an adult. Both of you have had sex before you met each other. I'm guessing. Okay. What do you care who bought it for? You're thinking about the wrong junk. Put that on the floor and get busy.
I'm with you on that, man. You get ready to get it in, dog. What you complaining for?
I don't care who bought it.
Well, you've been married since December. You start making a difficult call right now. Let's see. December, January, February, March. We are 3 months into your marriage, and you're making a difficult now? You're toast, dog. You ain't getting it in 6 months. You can just write it off. You better shut up about that lingerie. She ain't putting it on in 6 months. You better be happy she got it on. Because in 6 months, you're going to be wearing a T-shirt and your shorts to bed, and you're going to get sex on Thursdays. And only on Thursdays. It's going to be missionary. And you're going to take it because that's the way it is, you dumbass.
Damn.
What are you doing?
Hit a nerve with you there, Biggs.
Man, my wife, I don't care. She got about 30 pieces of lingerie. I don't care who got it. I don't know which ones came from me. I don't know which ones came prior to me. I don't even know if I bought them. I don't care if I bought them. Put them on, baby. Matter of fact, honey, if you're listening, have one on when I get home right now. I mean, come on now.
Listen, you know what you ought to do? You ought to send that previous man a thank you note. If she looks good in it, you ought to send him a thank you note and go on and say, I got it and you don't.
Your dumbass wants to have her throw them away so you can buy all new ones. Dumbass.
And he don't want
to
buy it. She has to buy it herself.
Don't buy new stuff. Nah,
because 2 weeks from now, she's going to wear those big teddy bear, you know, underwear. And they don't look good.
Yeah.
See, I think we might be missing the point here. Babs kind of hit on something.
All right.
He wants her to throw it all away. So that way she don't have nothing.
Right.
Well, you just going to come to bed with nothing on. Now we ain't got to fight about nothing. We ain't got to fight to take it off. No extra energy being wasted. You don't have to worry about picking it up off the floor.
He's cheating on her.
Says the man who, I'll cut it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter how she approached it, if she mentioned it, it's going to be rough on the guy every time. Who wants to see that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want me to come
in? I don't care who bought it for you. Put it on when I get home. I'm telling you, I don't even, tell me. Tell me your ex-boyfriend bought it. I don't care.
You want to see me wearing a tie every day that you, my ex bought? No.
My God.
I don't care.
Let me ask you a question. Do you not... Every piece of clothing in your closet right now you bought?
Yes.
You have no pieces of clothing from your previous marriage currently in your closet that your wife maybe bought you for Christmas 4 years ago.
Correct.
Your ex-wife. You don't have none of that left.
Because I left with a T-shirt and jeans.
You're a lying ass, dude. You a lying ass. I ain't going to tell you right now.
I believe it.
If you think your girlfriend... You think your girlfriend don't have an outfit that was bought by one of her ex-boyfriends in her closet? You dumb.
No, but I will tell you this.
And I'm going to tell you what. I'm convinced that my wife has T-shirts left over from her ex-boyfriends. I don't care what's in the closet.
But
I think
you know
the
what,
next
Captain?
Guy, I think the next guy in my house is wearing my clothes. And petting my damn dog.
Captain Brian, I saw this on Instagram, just gave his girl. It's this clothing website that sells really nice clothes that everyone's into. He gave her a gift card to go buy a whole new wardrobe. So he's all about whining and dining his lady. I can see Captain Brian telling his girl to throw away her lingerie.
Oh my God. Did he just pay you that? Did he just pay you for that plug?
No, I'm just keeping it real. Like, I'm just
his game strong. Look at him. He's all happy right now. His game over there is strong.
He's in a relationship.
But it's new.
Yeah, but now he can make sure that
you do that when it's new.
is his.
Right.
Wow.
You do that when he's new.
I think he wrote the lingerie email. He was like, throw it all away. Here's a card. I'll buy all new.
You all got way too much ego in this game, man. I don't care who bought it for.
But she wouldn't have wrote this email if he had to, like, said, throw all your lingerie away, baby. We'll go on a shopping spree to Victoria's Secret. We would have never heard from her.
But I'm all about what Tucker said.
We would have never heard it from her.
Why would she tell him? That's the only way he would know. Like Tucker said, why would she tell him? So she's stirring the pot.
Yeah, that no matter what, if she tells him, that's going to make him feel inadequate or awkward every time. That's just not a good situation, right, Doc? How are they going to get intimate now?
Unless you're me. I don't care.
Yeah, well, you're dirty.
I don't care. Put it on the floor. Let's get busy. I don't care who bought. I'll send him a thank you note.
We got a text message coming in. 2479.
Okay, dear man panel, my fiance and I, we are both women, are getting married Mean Girls Day of 2020. She doesn't want a wedding, but I do, even if it's small. But I need ideas to bring up to her so maybe we can have a wedding with our family and friends. Please help me, man panel.
Wait, she wants wedding ideas?
Yes.
This is the man panel, not the woman panel. Next question.
Yes. Oh,
we are not giving out wedding ideas on this show.
I think you should do something sweet with lots of pink, okay? It would just look so wonderful.
No, these are lesbians, not gay guys.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right.
Come on, Mad Mo.
It's Mean Girls Day. Wear pink and go off and have some fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, come on, Mad Mel. Pull it together. These lesbians need an idea. We don't really have any clue around here. Run
Have away. Fun. Don't spend more than $20,000. And in 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Look at this
don't
dude.
Don't spend more than $20,000. That's a tough budget to stay under, I'll tell you right now.
I'm having somebody else buy my girlfriend lingerie, and you're talking about $20,000 on a wedding? Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
I'm recycling lingerie, dude.
She doesn't want a wedding, but the other girl does.
Yeah.
So what if you went off and did a intimate ceremony somewhere else and then came back, sent out an announcement, everybody thinks they're going to come to your wedding, but they're not. They're going to come to the party.
Absolute Justice is available for charter. Captain Brian will take it out. Captain Brian will Captain Absolute Justice for your wedding.
I can officiate it, although we're all captains, so I guess it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go ahead and do this. We got to wrap up the man panel. Thanks for coming in. Don't forget, we are at the Lee County Fair every day right here with B1039. Also, the Redneck Mud Park passes coming up before 10 a.m. Plus, download the B1039 app today. What's trending coming up just for the Karma Call? Be ready for that. Get into our huge poker tournament, $3,000 for first place at 9:05 this morning. Plus, the teacher who won $10,000 from the fine print on her insurance contract. I'll tell you this story and what's really going on. And the school rock star gets arrested in Southwest Florida. That story coming up in another edition of
Wait, what
happened? All still to come.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. Good old Mike Chinoff.